Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, a new survey from the publication The Dublin Inquirer out today gives some insights into how people in the capital perceive the safety of Dublin city centre compared with the actual extent of crime and violence and threats that are made in the area. We'll discuss this in a moment with James Gagan, who's Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay South and former Lord Mayor of Dublin, Dahi Doolan, Sinn Féin councillor on Dublin City Council. But first, Sam Tranum is the editor of the Dublin Inquirer, and he joins me now on the line. Sam, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me.
Really interesting survey, this, I must say. You might talk us through some of the main findings here.
Well, I guess we did this survey because there's been so much debate about how safe the city centre is, and we wanted to report on that because we're a local paper and find answers. But we couldn't find any data that we were really happy to rely on for our reporting, so we commissioned this survey. We got some funding from Commission Amman through the Local Democracy Reporting Scheme. We worked with some academics in Maynooth. And we got Amarok Research to carry out the survey for us. It's in the end, the sample was 600 people, 18 years of age and older, divided among people who live in the city, who live in wider Dublin, and who live in further out parts of Leinster. And they all visit the city centre.
So people know now how it was done a little bit, right? So what came back? What are the main findings in terms of how people perceive the safety of Dublin?
Well, the main thing I thought we could add was data on firsthand experiences of crime. And so the big thing we asked was, like, in the past 12 months in Dublin City Centre, have you personally experienced any of the following these things? And we gave a whole list of things, and I don't want to flood you with numbers, so I'll just pull out five, if that's okay.
Yeah, perfect.
4% of respondents said they'd had their bike or scooter stolen. 4% said they'd had something stolen from their bag or pocket or their hands. 3% said they'd been threatened with a weapon, 2% said they'd been punched or kicked, and 1% said they'd been injured with a weapon.
Okay. How many punched or kicked, sorry?
2%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
don't really know whether those numbers are high or they're not high. I mean, they are what you see, but what really stood out to me was the gap between that and the perception of town. We also asked people, like, whether they felt safe there. And among survey respondents who live outside the city centre and visit it, only 42% said they felt safe walking alone in the city during the daytime. Mm-hmm. And only 20% said they felt safe walking alone in the city at night.
Okay.
And 63% said they sometimes or often avoid going to town because they think it's too unsafe. So we looked at, like, why there's that big gap between the share of people who are experiencing crime firsthand and the share who are terrified of town.
Yeah, and what did you find when you looked at that gap?
I mean, there's naturally going to be some gap because, like, sure, maybe only 1% of people are going to be stabbed in town in a given year, but you don't know if it's going to be you or someone else. So a wider group are going to be scared already. And then there must be a huge media effect, right? Constant reporting on crime, talk about crime in the political discourse, and this raises a perception that it's happening. There's also, like, people raise that they see a lot of things going on outside, you know, in town when they're there, that make them nervous and scared.
Like what?
That doesn't rise to them experiencing crime, but, like, people see open drug dealing, they see drug taking, they see other people getting in fights, and this, you know, they haven't been affected. They haven't been hurt.
Yes, and they mightn't come up in the crime stats, which is a fair point. So the general atmosphere and demeanour. And retail crime as well often goes unreported because it's so repetitive. But is there a gender breakdown, Sam?
There is, yeah. I don't have the exact numbers to hand, but
I think I have it here. So I can give this, I think, and you can correct me if it's wrong. So during the day, 53% of men said they felt safe walking alone in the city centre, but only 33% of women did. And after dark, 20% of men said they felt safe, but only 12% of women. So that's a further breakdown on the figures you gave there in terms of safety day and night in Dublin city centre. And there are figures as well, you say, on people's decisions not to visit Dublin City because of perception.
Yeah, like 63% of people who don't live in town but visit it say they sometimes or often avoid going to the city center because they feel it's unsafe, which just must be terrible for businesses in town and social life in town as well. And
terrible for the city. You know what? It's a really interesting survey, I must say. Sam Tranum, editor of the Dublin Inquirer, thank you very much indeed. And we're going to use it for the basis of the next conversation with James Gagan, who's a Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay South, as I say, and former Lord Mayor of Dublin, and also Dahi Doolan, who's a Sinn Féin councillor on Dublin City Council. You're both very welcome to the programme. What do you make of this, James Gagan? I mean, the survey suggests that there is a real problem with fear in Dublin city centre.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, good evening to your listeners. I mean, it certainly does. I think this body of work actually is very helpful, because what it also does is it speaks to people who have been victims of crime but haven't reported their crime to the Gardaí. And in one specific case that I took from the report, it indicated that 30% of those who were threatened, assaulted or abused reported it to the Gardaí, which means about 70% of people didn't. I mean, what we do know from our crime statistics, which are often rehearsed even on shows like this, is that in 10 of the 14 categories of crime, they are down in Ireland and in Dublin. And we know that there are more Gardaí in Dublin city centre, and over 200 additional Gardaí in the last 12 months alone. But I think what this report reinforces is something that I've strongly held, and indeed our party and others held, is that, you know, you can't police your way out of the challenges that a city centre faces. And that's really why Simon Harris initiated
the... Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. But I do want to dwell for a minute on the safety and then the perception of safety in Dublin city centre. And I'll bring in Dahi Doolan. Is Dublin actually... I mean, one way to look at this is that Dublin is actually safer than people feel.
Well, first of all, I want to commend Sam and all at the Inquirer for an excellent... I read it, all the sections to this report, and it's very, very useful, because I do think political response and policy and public policy needs to be based on evidence and evidence-based rather than gut instinct, perception, rumour and media reporting. And I think it's almost a city of two halves. There's the reality... the perception versus reality. And no amount of statistics, though, will make somebody feel safe or make themselves feel different about the relationship with the city. I feel safe in Dublin. I think it's a wonderful city. I've chosen to live here. My kids went to school in the city centre in Gardner Street.
Yeah, but only 12% of women feel safe walking
absolutely.
In Dublin city centre after dark.
Absolutely. So no amount of statistics will change that perception.
Well,
so
no, it will, though. I mean, if we can show women, for example, that Dublin is ostensibly, in reality and practically safe at night time, then that figure will increase. But can we?
It may do. We don't have a crystal ball. It may do. But what we can only deal with the facts as presented to us on this show. And 12% of women don't feel safe after dark. And me telling a woman, you're okay, you're safe, may not change that reality. But what we need to do is we do need a coordinated response to ensure people feel safe, they feel that they can go into the city, that everybody feels welcome in the city. The other statistic that jumped out at me here was about 81% of black or brown people reported that they'd experienced assault versus 14% of white people. Wow. That's very damning. And I think we need to ensure that the city is welcoming for everybody. Everybody should feel safe to work, to study, to visit, to socialise.
So the question then, James Gagan. Let me bring in James Gagan.
I'll
bring you back in. You've had a long time.
Businesses.
I know. Let me bring in James Gagan, please. And I promise I'll come back to you. How do you make the city safe if that's the target now?
Well, I mean, I think people will vote with their feet when it comes to safety in the city centre. And just to give you a quick example, like last weekend, they held Nightfest, which is an event that is really non-alcoholic based. It's just about culture, fun, food on both parts of our city, on both parts of the Liffey. And there was over 80,000 people turned up in Dublin City over the weekend. That's actually double of the amount of people that were there last year. So
not
how
the,
do you...
Not
how
the
do you,
point.
It actually is the point.
I'll tell you why it's not the point. Because when you organise a huge festival like that, that's well attended, people are going to feel safer. What we're really talking about is routine, day-to-day, night-to-night enjoyment of the city. And people don't feel safe. That's what this survey is.
I think we may end up agreeing more than disagreeing on the point I'm trying to make here. I mean, I'm giving an example of a big event where the city is safe. But the truth is that all of the time, we need to have more people in the city centre, giving people reasons to come into the city. We need more people living in the city centre, and that's what the pilot scheme on Middle Abbey Street and North Frederick Street, of getting people living over the shop, that's an outlay of the city task force. That's what getting the Ambassador Theatre reopened, that was shut all the way through really since the pandemic. It's been reopened in the last 8 or 9 months or so with events going on there constantly. That's what the URDF funding for the Parnell Library is about, the cultural quarter.
What about tackling open drug dealing?
Well, if open drug dealing, as you know, takes places more often than not in areas that are vacant, that are derelict, dark alleyways,
No. We can see it straight on the street. And I could bring you right now and be fairly confident that I could point it out to you.
Yeah, well, I could give you the names of the areas of the streets where I see open drug dealing taking place as well. So how do you tackle that? Part of you tackling it is obviously policing, and there are more high visibility policing taking place. The other way you tackle that, and this again was dealt with in the task force, is the concentration of services that Dublin in particular. So, for example, Tony Griffin, who sat on the Dublin City Task Force, has done enormous work in this area. The task force highlighted that actually drug treatment services in Dublin City Centre very often are dealing with people who have come outside of Dublin, who essentially haven't been accommodated in drug treatment centres outside of Dublin. So it is actually about investing in that type of service outside of Dublin as well.
Is enough being done quickly enough, do you think, to make Dublin safer?
Well, I think what we also need to do is make sure that people feel welcome in coming into the city. Public transport, illuminating public spaces, proper lighting, sometimes going down some of the streets in Dublin, even at dusk or dark, it's not welcoming. And that creates a perception of fear, and fear prevents people enjoying themselves in the city. We need to illuminate, make sure that the public spaces are accessible, that we make sure the shops are open for business, shutters are up. I think events like Culture Night, the Bram Stoker Festival, certainly move things in the right direction. Culture Night, which was brought into Dublin through Temple Bar, the Cultural Trust there, which I was part of at the time, is now hugely successful. And it's about creating that formal and informal presence in the city, unofficial supervision. We need a Garda presence, but a Garda presence on its own won't make Dublin
safer. Much beef with the government, really, or the lack of progress here. If that's,
well, I'm not going to talk down the city. I'm proud to live in Dublin. I'm proud to be a city councillor.
I mean, you're not picking a fight with the government, it seems, which I'm not
here to pick a fight. I'm here to discuss the report presented to us, the statistics in it, and to decouple the perception and reality. What I would say to the government is work with Dublin City Council, ensure that we've proper funding, adequate services, and work with the recommendations from the Dublin Task Force and stopping a barrier to Dublin City Council's funding proposals.
I'm not asking you to pick a fight. I'm just noting that is very interesting. Just to clarify...
I'm giving you our analysis we want to see happening and working with the government to ensure that Dublin is open for business, it's safe, and that people want to come into the city, they want to do business, and they want to enjoy themselves
it's
in the city.
It says Dahi Doolan. I just wonder if people agree, 51551. Just to clarify the findings on people with darker skin tones, they accounted 80 of the 600 respondents, 13% of the survey respondents, but were overrepresented in those who had suffered verbal abuse, threats, thefts, physical assaults and threats or injuries with a weapon. No question about that, but that's the stat. Look, I'd love to hear what people think. 51551, as I say, Dahi Doolan, Sinn Féin councillor, James Gagan, Fine Gael TD, thank you.